Chapter 14 Notes, The Civil Rights Era. Section 1, The Civil Rights Movement. Equality in Education. After World War II, African Americans and other supporters of civil rights challenged discrimination in the nation's public schools. African Americans had suffered from racism and discrimination since colonial times. They fought for equal opportunities in jobs, housing, and education and fought against segregation, the separation of people of different races. When change did not come as quickly as desired, African Americans' determination to end injustices in the United States led to the rise of the civil rights movement. In the 1950s, lawyers for the NAACP, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, searched for cases they could use to challenge the laws allowing the segregation of public schools. Thurgood Marshall, the chief lawyer for the NAACP, decided to challenge the idea of separate but equal established in 1896 in Plessy v. Ferguson. On May 17, 1954, the Supreme Court unanimously ruled in Brown v. Board of Education of Topeka, Kansas, that it was unconstitutional to separate school children by race. The court also called on school authorities to make plans for integrating bringing races together in public schools. In 1957, Arkansas Governor Orville Faubus called out the state's National Guard to prevent African Americans from entering a Little Rock High School. For the first time since the Civil War, a southern state defied the federal government. President Eisenhower sent hundreds of federal soldiers to Little Rock to patrol the school and protect the students. Gains on other fronts. The success of the Montgomery bus boycott showed that nonviolent protests could help African Americans secure their rights. On the evening of December 1, 1955, Rosa Parks, an African American, was told to move to the rear of the bus to make room for a white passenger. Parks refused, and at the next bus stop, she was taken off the bus by police, arrested for breaking the law, and fined $10. Rosa Parks's arrest led African Americans in Montgomery to organize a boycott of the city's buses. At a boycott meeting, a relatively unknown Baptist minister, Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., made an impact on the crowd with his passionate words. The bus boycott lasted for more than a year, but eventually the Supreme Court ruled that the Montgomery bus segregation law was unconstitutional and the boycott ended. With the victory in Montgomery, Dr. King became a leader of the civil rights movement. Dr. King used protest methods based on civil disobedience, or the refusal to obey laws that are considered unjust. Section 2, Kennedy and Johnson. Kennedy and the New Frontier. John F. Kennedy's presidency appealed to many Americans who wanted change. In the presidential election of 1960, Republican candidate Vice President Richard M. Nixon faced Democratic candidate John F. Kennedy. Kennedy joined the United States Navy during World War II and was assigned to active duty in the Pacific. Kennedy's political career began in 1946 when he won a seat in Congress from Massachusetts. 6 years later, he was elected to the United States Senate. The turning point in the 1960 election came when the candidates took part in the first televised presidential debates, during which Nixon looked tired and sick while Kennedy appeared handsome and youthful. On January 20, 1961, Kennedy was sworn in as the 35th President of the United States. Kennedy called for a new frontier of social reforms. He backed federal aid for education and the poor. Kennedy also supported civil rights. On November 22, 1963, Kennedy was shot and killed as the presidential motorcade rode through the streets of Dallas. Vice President Lyndon B. Johnson became president. The Great Society. The Johnson administration expanded Kennedy's domestic plans with far-reaching programs in many areas. President Lyndon B. Johnson outlined a set of programs known as the Great Society. In 1964, President Johnson declared a plan called the War on Poverty, which consisted of programs to help people who live below the poverty line. The Job Corps trained young people seeking work. Among the most important laws passed under Johnson were Medicare, which established a health insurance program for all elderly people, and Medicaid, which provided health and medical assistance to low-income families. With Johnson's backing, Congress passed the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which banned discrimination by race, gender, religion, and national origin in employment, voting, and public places. Section 3, the struggle continues. The movement grows. New leaders and groups emerged as the civil rights movement took on new causes. African Americans fought discrimination and racism in the North as well as in the South. High school and college students staged sit-ins throughout the nation against stores that practice segregation. Civil rights activist Ella Baker, one of the organizers of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, was a key player in the civil rights cause. Members of the Congress of Racial Equality, known as Freedom Riders, took a bus trip from Washington, D.C., to New Orleans to see if the ruling against segregated bus facilities was being enforced. The trip went smoothly until it reached Alabama, where angry whites stoned and beat the Freedom Riders. The president's brother, Robert Kennedy, the United States Attorney General, asked Gore to temporarily stop the Freedom Rides. The Freedom Riders met more violence in Birmingham and Montgomery, Alabama, and were arrested in Jackson, Mississippi. In the fall of 1961, the Interstate Commerce Commission issued new regulations that banned segregation on interstate buses and in bus stations. In 1962, violence erupted when African-American student James Meredith enrolled in the University of Mississippi. Two people were killed, and federal troops remained at the university to protect him until he graduated in 1963. In 1963, Alabama Governor George Wallace vowed to block the integration of the University of Alabama, but backed down when President Kennedy sent troops from the Alabama National Guard. In the spring of 1963, Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., and the SCLC targeted Birmingham, Alabama, for a desegregation protest. On June 11, 1963, Medgar Evers, the state field secretary for the NAACP, was murdered. Days later, the president introduced new legislation giving all Americans the right to be served in public places and barring discrimination in employment. To rally support for the civil rights bill, Dr. King and the SCLC organized a massive march on Washington, D.C., on August 28, 1963. Congress did not pass Kennedy's civil rights bill until after his death. During the Freedom Summer of 1964, thousands of civil rights workers spread throughout the South to help African Americans register to vote. In August 1965, Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act of 1965, which gave the federal government the power to force local officials to allow African Americans to register to vote into law. Other voices. Some African American leaders differed with Dr. King's strategy of nonviolent protest. Malcolm X, born Malcolm Little in Omaha, Nebraska, emerged as an important new voice for some African Americans. He criticized the civil rights goal of integration, declaring that the best way for African Americans to achieve justice was to separate themselves from whites. Stokely Carmichael advanced the idea of black power, a philosophy of racial pride that said African Americans should create their own culture and political institutions. The first major urban riots since the 1940s took place in the summer of 1965 in the Watts section of Los Angeles. The Watts riot was the first of a series of racial disorders that hit several cities in the summers of 1965, 1966 and 1967. On April 4, 1968, an assassin shot and killed Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., setting off riots in more than 100 cities. Section 4, Other groups seek rights. Women's rights. The influence of the civil rights movement led many American women to organize and push for greater rights and opportunities. In 1963, Congress passed the Equal Pay Act, which prohibited employers from paying women less than men for the same work. In 1966, feminists created the National Organization for Women, NOW, to fight for equal rights for women in all aspects of life, jobs, education, and marriage. In the early 1970s, NOW began a campaign for an equal rights amendment to the Constitution. However, not enough states ratified the amendment to make it law. In 1981, President Ronald Reagan appointed Sandra Day O'Connor as the first female justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. Seeking greater opportunity. In the 1960s and 1970s, Hispanic Americans, Native Americans, and disabled Americans entered the struggle for equality. In the 1960s, the Latino, often called Hispanic, population sought equal rights. Although they share the heritage of the Spanish culture and language, Latinos are a diverse group with different histories. In the early 1960s, Cesar Chavez organized thousands of farm workers into the United Farm Workers, which won higher wages and shorter working hours for many farm workers. Latinos formed La Raza United to fight discrimination and to elect Latinos to government posts. As with African Americans, many Puerto Rican immigrants have faced discrimination in the job market. Cuban immigrants have settled all over the United States, but the largest number settled in southern Florida, where they have established a thriving community. Congress passed the Indian Civil Rights Act of 1968, which protected the constitutional rights of all Native Americans. Supreme Court decisions in the 1970s reaffirmed the independence of tribal governments and also confirmed Native Americans' rights to land granted in treaties. In 1968, a group of Native Americans set up the American Indian Movement, which worked for equal rights and improved living conditions. People with physical disabilities also sought equal treatment in the 1960s and the 1970s. One law concerned the removal of barriers that prevented some people from gaining access to public facilities. Another required employers to offer more opportunities for disabled people in the workplace. The Education for All Handicapped Children Act asserted the right of children with disabilities to equal educational opportunity.